This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The 2-2. Swing and a liner, caught at first by Torkelson. That's the ball game. The Tigers take game one, 3-1. It got dicey down the stretch, but these Tigers, one of the great surprises in baseball just to be here, take a giant step forward in game one.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
1-2.
Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Royals take game one, 1-0.
The 1-0 pitch, bounce toward third, backhanded, backing up on it. Machado from the outfield grass, across to first. Ball game, and the Padres take game one.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Two out, the base is clear, the 1-2 to Turang, swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball game is over. 17 in a row retired by Mets pitching to end the game, and the final score is the Mets 8 and the Brewers 4.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, it's 6:02 in the Rose City. Welcome on into Dirt and Sprague. No, hi YouTube, don't adjust anything. It's just swag here. We might have live traffic reports. Apparently, some big wreck on 84. And here is the difficulty in the challenge when both the hosts basically live in the same neck of the woods. You don't expect traffic at 4 a.m. to be absolutely jacked up unless there's construction. And so, it's your boy Swag here.
Hump day
on a happy hump day. That's not so happy. That I was told things might be loosening up. We might have to go live I don't know if it's going to be slowdown Sprague or gridlock Dirt, but we might have to just try to lob one of them a call here. I was told the last text me boys if you're there listening. They are. Some big wreck on 84 this morning, so we apologize. If you are stuck in it, look to your left, look to your right. You might see one of the guys frantically sweating, trying to get in here. Say hi, help make a hole, and we'll get him in here. But, there he is! He made it. Now, I think Sprague was behind Dirt if I was... Oh, no. Well, we do have a big show for you as we line it up. I don't know how much of the baseball playoffs we'll get to. I'm sure there will be some mention because that was the dominant viewing option for sports fans on a Tuesday night. A lot of dominant pitching Not a lot of hitting outside of the Milwaukee Mets game. We'll get to that. But were you enthralled? Were you engrossed? Were you into it? Or were you just counting down the hours till Thursday? Hi there.
Hey, how we doing?
We're good. I'm surprised. I was like, I was all ready to.
I might be way ahead of him.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I was all ready to do like a live. We're going to hear me dialing the phone right on the board. And
I had a glimmer of hope that I could make it, but not enough time.
Do we know what happened on 84?
There's an accident literally in the middle and left lane.
Whereabouts?
At the 205. Pass Halsey.
So
if you get on the on-ramp from 205, which is where we both come from.
Right near the interchange?
Yeah, it's a little around the bend, first bend. So it's 1 mile.
Not expecting that at 4 in the morning.
No.
Or 5 in the morning, I guess.
I got onto the 84 ramp at 5:20.
Ouch.
At that point, usually I'm running, you know, right where I want to be and get here on time. And it said crash, and I went, Once I got on that ramp.
You were toast.
Came over, and right before I got on, I didn't move for 12 minutes.
It's like,
didn't move.
Yeah, my equivalent if there's an accident in the Vista Ridge Tunnel trying to get in on 26.
Oh, and, that's a nightmare.
And you're past Sylvan, basically.
You're screwed.
There's nothing you can do.
That's the thing about our freeways, especially 84. You can't get off. When you're on, you're on. You're like, all right, here we are. Not moving. It's ridiculous.
And time, it's the weirdest thing when there's a deadline. Like, you know you have to be on. Time stands still, but at the same time, it's like flying by in front of your face.
I honestly looked at my clock, and I'm like, okay, it's 5:26. I haven't moved much.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my map, and I can see where it ends. And I'm like, okay, I got time. And we didn't move for the next 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well, now it's 5:32. And then I moved a little bit more. I'm like, it's 5:35. And I'm like, looking at this, I'm looking where the map ends, where the red stops. And I'm like, all right, well, 5:41, and I'm still a little ways away. And now we've got semis merging. And, of course, you've got truck bro who's angry and wants to cut you off.
Exactly.
But not let the semis in.
Exactly.
So now I'm dealing with all that. And so we eventually get there. And I see the accident, and it's two cars. One's in the middle lane, one's in the left. So everybody has to merge to the right. I'm telling you right now, if you're listening, do not go 84. Do not go 84 West.
Yes.
It is a traffic, it's a parking lot.
Well, hopefully the tow trucks are on their way.
I hope they're on their way. All I saw was
cops investigating and out there measuring and
driving. No, I only saw an ODOT. Arrow.
Oh, the cops hadn't even gotten there yet.
Cops weren't there yet.
So it was fairly fresh.
Fresh-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got to it. I probably missed the window to not be impacted by it by 12 minutes.
Oof.
Had I been there 12 minutes earlier, I bet you I don't get stuck in that parking lot.
Oh, that's brutal. Well, I'm glad you did make it in.
I'm sorry I didn't make it in. You know, our customary intro. You did a good job filling in on that.
I tried to give it the Sprague and there and navigate and hump day. And
the only thing you didn't do, I didn't hear a horn.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the hype horn.
Well, it's,
It's okay. I'm just glad I made it in. I had a lot on the show sheet to get to today.
We do.
I might have been bribed yesterday.
Oh?
Yeah. I might have got bribed.
For good things or to do nefarious things?
I wouldn't say nefarious things. I was maybe bribed to be on one side of one part of the show. Yesterday.
Okay.
Because there was a conversation, and I'm hoping to see my co-host at some point.
Yes.
I'm hoping he's still married.
Oh.
I'm a little concerned.
Is this... Oh. Are we back into the decorative cookie realm of things?
I don't know if that sat well. Is what I would say. I don't know if that went well for him. Him exposing that, I don't know if that went well for him. But I don't know how far behind. Usually he gets in here a little later than me.
Well, he actually sent a picture. I saw a taillight. We got a text photo of taillights.
Well, when he texts after me. He made it sound like he was on 84 and I was on the ramp. And I'm like, damn, dude, this guy, usually he's not that early. So I'm like, okay, he's going in early
there
today.
You go.
We're okay. And then I wasn't moving, and he said he was still on the ramp. And
Maybe that was he was on 205 trying to get.
Because they put up a sign right before you get on. It says crash 2 miles ahead. And
Thank
so you're
you.
Like, okay, no big deal. I hate that highway. I hate it so even on the days where it runs smoothly and nothing happens. I hate that highway.
I'm so thankful. It's the one redeeming quality mostly about having this particular time shift is I never have to worry about traffic except the day you have to worry about it.
Yes.
And you're totally screwed.
Yeah, no, you largely, I mean, I also hate with a passion 217 and 26.
Yeah.
They're awful.
I'm going to have to navigate that later.
But you largely, I don't feel like you've ever been impacted by traffic. For some reason, the people on the west side aren't coming over the way the people on the east side are, at least in that area. And I've been
saying
this.
Well, the one thing I do think people that come that way at that time of day are used to traveling that particular highway, so they know there's not a lot of confusion.
Well, that high 84, what 84 does is
8405 interchange. You're out near the airport, so you get more people maybe that are not locals that are trying to get to a meeting, stayed at an airport, or just flew in, or that sort of thing, where they don't know what highway and lane they're supposed to be
in. See, I think 84's problem is actually not that. I think it's people speed really fast on 84.
Well, we get our first.
And we have, there's no room on the left.
Yeah,
and
there's
right.
no shoulder. There's no
so
room.
You're largely
going to
gonna hit a car if you're out of control. And I think that's what happens on 84. Yeah.
The only people that truly speed, it's funny, on 26 are people in big, giant, jacked up trucks. Not like work semis or anything.
No, yeah. The bigger truck, the lifted truck.
Yeah, you've got a big, you know, F-250 or big Dodge Ram, whatever. Those people feel the need to go 70. Down Sylvan, and I'm like, what? Why?
I find truck guy with their rules very interesting mentally. So it's okay for you and your truck to cut me off and not merge properly. But when the semi, the guy transporting the goods, needs to get over, you don't let him.
Exactly.
We almost had another accident in front of me because a truck did this to me. He was not supposed to merge in front of me. I let a car merge.
Right.
And then he was supposed to zipper behind.
Exactly.
He just bullies his way to the front. And now I'm sitting here like, okay, pissed off guy seeing
traffic. We don't know the zipper thing very well.
We don't. And then as we get up and we're at the end, the semi has to get over to the right. The cars are right there.
Yeah, there's nowhere else for it to go.
And this truck's just not letting it happen. So eventually, I laughed out loud in my car. The semi just turned his truck in. He's like, I'm done with
you. I'm going.
And the truck eventually had to slam his brake lights and let him in. I'm like, yes, thank you. What are we doing?
Oh, man.
But it's good to be in. I'm a little late. Dirt's probably not going to be here until the second segment. It's going to be a bit of a cluster, which sucks because I have a good show sheet today. I have a lot I want to get to. I want to get to playoff baseball in the second segment today.
Yeah, pitching was dominant most of the day.
Pitching was dominant yesterday.
A lot
Not
of
as
great
many runs as we thought we'd see.
Nope.
We got NFL Zigger Zag at 6:45.
Yes.
I've put together a delightful little Zigger Zag.
I got all of your sound bites that you sent. It was great. I just had my computer up all day, so you zipped them. We got them right in. We
it
have some more Blazer fallout, I believe.
Yeah, I wanted to get to some local audio dealings. We've got a Josh Pate Wednesday.
Yes.
So 7:40, Josh Pate, Pate State Material.
I'm curious if you can ask Josh, now that we are at this point in the season, wouldn't this be the we've talked about this. This would be the ideal week, either having just had it yesterday or knowing it's coming out next week for the very first committee rankings to come out.
I do agree with that. As he called it on his show last night, it is officially Cocktober.
Yes.
As they call it in South Carolina. And so I'm largely with you. I mean, my take, and it's probably not the right take.
Well, I think it's important more even for teams like Boise State. Or, like, the group of five teams, that's the ones who need it
the
most.
To see what the pecking order is right now.
Because if anybody's going to have to put on style points at some point in the season, it's going to be those top group of five teams.
Right.
Because it's all dependent, you know, yes, they can't lose. They can't lose. But they also have to look worthy of being able to take on a Tennessee or a Texas or a Georgia.
We know that they're ultimately a biased group who doesn't watch every game like they pretend they do. I just, to your point, I just want to know where are you at right
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
What teams are you eyeing? What teams do you think aren't maybe getting the respect? Because you can't, we always dismiss the AP poll. It's the only ranking we can use at this point. Like, hey, this number's
next. No, I don't. That's the only poll I look at. I know there's a coach's poll and some other
stuff. Nobody cares about the coach's poll.
No.
It's the AP poll because it's us watching it. But, like, you can dismiss that all you want, and I certainly have.
But it is important to have a frame of reference.
I think they use it as a frame of reference, and I don't like that, actually. I want to know where they're at. I don't want to wait. What is it, week 8 when this comes out? It's
8 or 9. It's way
down. It's
ridiculous. It's either the last week of October or the first week of November.
It's the dumbest thing that they do, and so I'm with you.
Well, when it was four teams, I understand that, but I think there's a lot more that can be gained from seeing how the committee is evaluating teams 8 through 24.
I just want to know where it's all at for these people.
Yeah.
And I think that they use these other rankings, even though they say they don't matter, as the barometer of how
if we're going to place so much importance on the playoff and getting to and in the playoff, then we need some more information.
I largely agree with that. So we'll dive into all the dealings. Josh Pate at 7:40. It is a beautiful hump day. Happy hump day, everybody. Let me give you something you didn't get this morning. I mean, we have to do it at least one time in the
opening. Absolutely.
Soy Boy Sprague here. I am parked next to a Charger, so I got to run out at a commercial break and then plug my car in and then run back in here. And hopefully my co-host will be in at that point. I don't know. I know he was behind me, and it was a parking lot. Don't go 84 West. If you're just tuning in this morning, it is a disaster right now. We're a little late, but we're here. We're happy. Let's get it going. We'll start some playoff baseball next. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back in. 619. Curtain break here. Good morning. Happy October 2nd to everybody on this beautiful Happy Hump Day. Still no dirt. He is...
I have not received a text either.
I think he was a little bit behind me. I think he was more behind me than we originally thought. 84 West is a disaster zone. Don't go it if you can control it. If you're on it, welcome in. Buckle up. You might catch the whole first hour.
There you go.
Because that thing ain't moving. We'll get to some local audio dealings coming up here at 6:30. We got NFL Zigger Zag. I hope he's in here in time for Zigger Zag.
I might have to Zigger Zag for him. I might be his proxy at 6:45.
I will predict he's going to be here within the next 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
6:20 right now. 6:23, he'll be here. That's my prediction. I want to start in Major League Baseball. And the playoffs got underway yesterday.
Yes.
11:30 was the first game. The Tigers and the Strohs. I want to actually not start with that game. I want to start with a game that I didn't watch all of, but I caught most of. The Royals and the O's.
Yes.
Not a lot of offense in this one. As you mentioned in the open, some good pitching yesterday.
Here he comes.
And there we go. I nailed it.
Yeah.
He looks like he rolled right out of bed. He's got the flip-flops and the sweatsuit on. Look at him.
What is happening?
What a morning. What a
no,
start.
No, I was most curious about that game and the fact the Royals were able to beat Corbin Burns.
Well, I got a thing here. The O's are starting to become a concerning little trend in the playoffs based on what happened last year. And they sunk kind of at the end of this year with their offense.
Yes.
Goose egg on the scoreboard. Why did they pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. with a runner on third and two out? Can you explain that one to me? Wouldn't you just want to face literally anybody else in that lineup?
Probably, but... their pitching had been dominant. I mean, Burns was cruising.
But they had a runner on third and the best players up at the plate. I
think had it been somebody else on the mound, but
I can't tell if he's coming in hot and pissed.
That's your ace. You've got
a little bit of combination of both. I think.
You're throwing a shutout. It's your ace.
You had no problem with it. I was just kind of wondering to myself,
the issue for them is score a damn run.
No, I am
like,
with
what
you
are
there.
We doing? Yeah. Back-to-back, are they just allergic to winning games in the postseason? Are they becoming the new Minnesota Twins where they just get there every year and they can't score a run?
Well, I was going to ask you this. Have the Brewers become the NL Twins?
There's definitely a vibe to that, but at least the Brewers have been in an NLCS somewhat recently.
I guess that's a fair point. What year was that? Do you remember what year that was?
They played the Dodgers. One of the years the Dodgers went to the World Series and lost
in 18, 19?
I want to say. Like that was they were hanging on okay in that series.
I mean, no disrespect to the Brewers fans out there, all for you, but I had no idea they got to the LCS.
They got to one. Yeah. Every other year I feel like they've been in the playoffs. It's been an early exit.
It's been a one
but they had the one year where they actually won
Yelich's
a couple of games.
First year, maybe?
Might have been the year that they acquired him. Yeah, I don't think Ryan Braun was still there anymore, but it was one of the... I remember Buehler going into Milwaukee and either winning a Game 6 or a Game 7, and that was the closest that they've come. And Minnesota falling short was hilarious again. Baltimore's turning into that, dude. That was a five-alarm fire loss.
Well, Swag's right. Their pitcher had his good stuff yesterday.
They went out and got Corbin Burns for that reason, to have an ace on the hill in Game 1 of the playoffs.
Goes into the ninth and only given up one run.
He was dominant yesterday.
At some point, Gunner and Adley and all those, somebody's got to come through.
Look, playoff baseball is fun when you see dominant pitchers, but there's also a vibe of it that is incredibly boring when it doesn't feel like the opponent can even muster a chance. I don't know about you guys. Watching that O's KC game, I didn't watch the entire thing because the other game was ended earlier. I can't remember which one it was.
I did the same thing.
So I kind of flipped over in the fifth inning, and it never even felt like, you know, it's one thing if you got, all right, we got a guy on second, one out. Okay, let's get the crowd into it a little bit. There just never even was that, like, brief moment of momentum to give you any hope. It was just like, boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
like,
that was Santander.
Well, we got a single, and there's another out. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Good rally, guys.
No, they had two on with two out, Santander, because they lifted the pitcher.
Yeah.
And they brought in the reliever and immediately got a ground ball. And before anybody could get excited right. in Baltimore, the inning was over.
Two people stand up. We're like, all right, and double play. Okay, everybody sit back down. Yeah. That game's over.
P1 Justin says, didn't you guys just say the other day we don't need traffic in the morning on the news? I have ways. Give me Krupke in his tan.
But
we're also giving you sports with the traffic.
We are.
Combo.
It's exactly. a combo platter. That's what we do. All right. Tony Martinez is not giving you baseball takes from last night's playoff games.
And you needed it before we were on the air.
Yeah, touche. You needed it in five. I do have times where I think, like, people make fun of me sometimes because even when if I know where I'm going, I'll turn on Waze or a GPS just to, like, track and see if anything shows up. And there's time to time that I'm driving in, I'm like, should I do that on my way into work?
Yeah.
Should I turn that? But I like 90% of the time I don't do it because I'm like, I'll be fine. These days happen once in a blue moon. It's like twice a year you get a bad weather day and something floods or you get an accident and you don't see it coming. And if I would have or if we would have turned this on, there are other routes that we could go to get to work. But you don't know it until it's too late and then you're just stuck in it and there's nothing you could do.
So I text you pretty quickly because I saw it when I got onto the ramp that said crash. And I was like, okay. And then I slowed down. I immediately stopped and texted you, where were you at when I sent you that text, don't go 84?
I don't think I got that text.
Really?
I did not get a good don't go 84 text from Brandon Sprague, no.
I thought I sent it.
No, my first text was...
was that in the group? Was that supposed to be in the group chat?
I got a text from Swigard that at 529 that just said, Rutrow. That was the first text that I got
that
today.
Was, yeah,
oh,
that was
a text under the photo. It says, dirt, don't go 84 under my photo.
I didn't get the photo.
That's because green text
Damn
boy
it,
over
green
here
boy over there. Come on, Swigard. I didn't see that. I just saw Rutrow, and I'm like... I was assuming that he was looking at traffic maps and saw that there was traffic.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, it's a parking lot on 84, and I'm already on the ramp, and there's no turning around now, man.
Did you tweet?
I did. I took a photo and tweeted it out. This is cool.
Cool.
This is a fun start to our Wednesday.
I vowed. I don't care anymore. I'm willing to go the extra couple miles. I'm going 99. I'm done with
10 minutes
84.
Earlier and just get here. Yeah.
I'm done with 84, dude. I can't do it.
84 blows, man.
You'll pass a Voodoo Donut. Is the Voodoo Donut there open when you pass it?
I don't
go. Grab a bacon maple bar or something?
No, I don't go quite that 99. I go 224 onto the blank in here.
Expressway?
I do the expressway on to eventually get to 99. So I pass the Voodoo.
I would have got here quicker if I did what I did the one time, and that was miss the 84 exit and just kept going and then take the back roads in. I could have gone that way. The hard part is when they give you the signs on 205 and they're like, hey, there's an accident ahead. You don't know, like, how far down. It doesn't, like, label in, you know,
yeah,
700
on...
feet. Like, here, it's all going to stop.
Yeah, just at 2 miles when I got on.
Because it's one thing if I get on 84 and there's an accident, but I could at least get to, like, the Lloyd Center exit or take a different one, and then I could take a back way in from there. But then once you get on the ramp and you realize halfway onto the ramp, everything is at a standstill, then it just, you know, we're just sitting here. We're having a good little time. I called the wife. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday. You're still married.
I am still married. I have cookies in the backpack as a peace offering from the cookie debacle the other day.
I might have got bought and paid for. Might be
she
on
was,
her side here.
She was not happy last night, but that's okay. You know, we live and we learn. We're an open book. That's what we do. I said, babe, you got to realize it's all about the content, man.
You dropped a babe on
babe, it's all about the content, okay? Happy birthday. Content. Content is king.
I don't know. We've probably done a poll question as a show at some point. What's the worst? 217, 84, 26. We've probably done that, right?
Yes, I think we have.
Do you remember what won?
I think 217
Mine's
won.
Still always 217.
I think 217 took the cake. But
217 is having nightly closures now from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m.
So they can keep pretending they're working on it?
Yeah,
they have for over a
17th
decade.
Year.
Having
finally
driven it recently, they are making progress.
I've also driven on it, and I see the progress in which you speak, and I go, another 10 years, they'll be done with this.
Yeah, eventually we're going to get there. I feel like I've been driving that thing for a decade. When 10 ball games in high school, 217 will be done.
Well, the most shocking of all impressive. Constructions and anybody that's driven up to Seattle... When I was in college...
Talk about traffic that never stops. They've been doing that construction for 20 years.
Between the Tacoma Dome and Fife, there was constant construction, I swear to God, for 25 years. But the last time I went up
there... It just got done.
They'd finished it.
Finally.
There's nothing going on between basically the Gig Harbor Freeway exit to Fife.
The team Most in trouble down 0-1 yesterday, and let's just throw my Braves out because I have no faith in them. They have Freed on the bump tonight.
Well, they were the most screwed team from the doubleheader and their pitching staff and Chris Sale not being available.
Yeah, that was almost an automatic loss. Like, if you were going to win, you knew you were going to lose game one, and now,
I think that's what they
resettle. Let's see what Fried can do tonight.
Do we do, also, quick question.
Baltimore's in the biggest. They got the biggest problem.
Because the best of three, like the Stros lose tonight, they're out.
It's over.
You got four elimination games today.
I love this.
Yeah, it's a nice balance of not the one game where you play 162 and then your season ends on one day, but there's still a sense of urgency. Yes. Day two, who's got the Pucker factor?
It does take that flukiness factor out of it.
Because this is a normal series.
Yeah.
This is what the season is largely.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's Baltimore is the biggest Pucker, and I don't even know if it's like Houston's done a ton. They've won championships. They limped into the playoffs because their division
Houston
sucks.
Houston almost came back and got that game at the end. That was a wild finish.
Tigers are a fun story. Like, that's, you know, the Brewers are the Brewers, and they've had their run in the postseason. So I don't know if they have. I just, Baltimore, for what they've built, if you go back-to-back years without even, I'm not talking about winning a series, not winning a game.
Yeah.
And not, what if they get shut out again today with that loaded lineup? I know Adley hasn't had a good second half, but like, that's, dude, that's, you become the Maple Leafs at that point, and you know that you're good.
Yeah.
You know that you're going to win 90 games every year, but you can't do it when it matters most. It's just weird.
That lineup could use a veteran DH. Like, if there's any lineup that could use, like, a J.D. Martinez or something like that.
They need a Salvador Perez.
Something like that.
So funny that he's still in Kansas City, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, watching him hit a base hit yesterday, I'm just like, God, dude, that World Series was like 10 years ago, man.
But if you just had some old salty, like if Albert Pujols wanted to unretire and be the DH there.
You're going a little far there.
Perfect.
Albert Pujols.
I think Perez is like 33.
I think he's 35.
Yeah, he's young. He's not that old. I was shocked that he wasn't 41.
Well, based on his birth certificate he gives you.
Can we check the numbers on that? He's 34 years old.
All right, split the difference.
Yeah. 34 years old. Nuts.
Did Major League Baseball do what every Brave fan was thinking yesterday, and did they drug test Tatis?
They probably should. Yeah. You know, once you test positive, probably still taking it.
That was a great atmosphere in San Diego. I'm actually kind of happy.
I, as a Dodger fan, am quite nervous for that series.
It's
coming.
A great atmosphere. I'm not going to lie. That guy hit one, huh?
Ah, that guy.
Interesting. Where's the needle at?
Are we going to suspend Marcelo Ozuna for beating the crap out of his wife, or is he allowed to still be in his lineup?
It's a different thing.
Okay, different. Gotcha.
It really didn't matter because your boys could not hit Michael King. That was dominant.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
I told you, I don't like him. It's very uncomfortable when he's at bat. I'm like, God damn it.
Everybody gets all excited when he's got a home at bat. This is uncomfortable.
All right, there's a little baseball talk for you. Coming up next, let's deal with some local audio dealings. We'll get to that next before Zigger Zag. We'll get to NFL Zigger Zag coming up at 6:45. Hear from Man Lanning, or Dan Lanning, as they call him in the streets of Eugene.
So we call him the Danimal.
Jonathan Smith, we got audio from him today where he said something to the effect of he was asked if he had survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
It's
Did you already
question.
Send that? I just sent that to Swag. Is that already in the system? I was just making sure we checked all of our bases. I just emailed it to you, Swag. We'll get to it later.
I figured we'd get to it, but I just wanted to let the people know that Jonathan Smith was asked in a press conference if he had survivor's guilt, which is an odd thing, I think, to ask a coach.
I watched that entire press conference, and it was really uncomfortable.
Because he's not a great public speaker.
No, and the first half of the questions were all about his relationship with Oregon and the rivalry.
He clearly did not want to answer them either.
He wanted, just no part of this.
That's because he doesn't want to talk about what happened. No, he wants to just move on and ignore that it happened.
He wants no part of it.
So we'll get to all of that coming up. More expansion talk, as I know everybody is sitting right now, gripping their seats. And we're going to talk about the Pac-12.
Who's there? Who's next?
Basketball powerhouse.
You guys going Lopes up? You going Grand Canyon? Lopes up, baby. That's a basketball powerhouse.
That'd be another good basketball program.
That'd be a great basketball school.
They're coming to the West Coast. I think the West Coast Conference is going to circle the wagons over St.
Grand
Mary's
Canyon?
And Grand Canyon to make sure those
we got a show beef. We got a Pac 7 WCC show beef.
A Pac 7.8.
Yeah,
we have eight, but
we do
have
eight,
football.
But only 7.5. I'll give you 7.5. How's that count?
I know you're not in on it right now, and I know most people are like, give me my football
stuff.
I'm going to take a quick pause before we get to Zigger Zag.
Understandable.
I have local audio dealings to get to. We didn't talk about this yesterday. Scoot Henderson, the number 3 pick in the draft, the guy we traded Damian Lillard to pick, Did not have a good rookie year.
No.
His press conference at Media Day was all of 6 minutes. I watched it. The very first question is about his rookie year. Now, I don't know if I kept the question in or if I didn't. Did I, Swag? Do you remember if you heard this? Did I keep the question in? I'm sorry. My mind's been racing
I might have edited it out.
What?
Edited it.
It was edited it out of there.
All right. We may have edited it out, but in case it's there, okay. Sean Eichen just asked him simply, what's your takeaway from your rookie season? Okay? That's the question.
Very simple.
First question of his presser. Here it is.
Scoot, now that you have a couple months of distance from it, kind of what do you look back on about your rookie season and kind of what you learned from it?
I look back at the food, the good food that I had. Yeah. A lot of food. And you know what I've learned from it. You know what I'm saying? Just all the games, obviously think about all the games every night. Think about the fun I had playing, think about how blessed I was playing, and the fact that I was able to be here at this age. So yeah.
Thought he was talking about the food. He learned, like, don't order shrimp in L.A. past one.
We're learning about all the good restaurant spots in Portland. All the things I learned from all my meals that I had last year.
Now, the internet is calling him Zoot Henderson now because they think he was zooted.
Yes.
For those of you not in the know, a lot of people think he was super high.
Yes.
There's now a pushback that he doesn't partake in that and that this was meant as a joke. I don't know what's funny about it. It's very awkward. I thought it was really weird. Again, yeah. A 6-minute presser, and people asked him good questions.
They did.
He gave you just nothing. There's a really awkward, weird, uncomfortable feel right now with him and what he'll be or is and what the season is. He was the starter at the beginning of the rookie year. Then he was benched, and then he was asked about starting this year, and he basically said, it's out of my control. I don't care. And I have weird vibes. The antennas are up now officially. We are on Scoot Watch on this show. When you turn it on this season, there's going to be a lot of Scoot notes.
Well, I mean, you highlighted it yesterday. The Cronin stuff from a year ago is saying this guy is such a generational talent that we cannot pass on the opportunity to draft him. And that is the equivalent of using the language that Zach Collins is a franchise cornerstone or a pillar or whatever Olshay said years ago. That all of a sudden sets us up mentally as fans of like, man, this guy is the real deal and he's going to come in and have a big impact right away. That clearly was not the case for Scoot, and it is alarming that going into year two, now it is, hey, we got to be patient, man. These guys are young. It's going to take them a long time to develop. That's usually not the case with generational talents that we've never seen before. It is very hard. Media days, sometimes we talk about these things. Like somebody had commented yesterday, like, what is there even to take out of media day anyways? It's just a bunch of quotes and interviews.
Sure.
And
you know,
it's like a politician lying. They're going to tell you all the things you want to hear, and then you fast forward halfway through the season, and none of it rung true. But there are ways to lose a media day.
Yeah,
and that's a way to lose. This is like Adam Gay's crazy eyeballs. I'm high on drugs. You were asked, what did you take? Like, what did you learn? That's a very easy opening question from Sean Eichen.
He's claiming this is a joke. That, like, behind the scenes, he thought this was a funny
little joke. It's a horrible joke.
It really is.
And of all the times to give a joke, maybe to a fan base who is very concerned about, did we draft a bust with the number 3 overall pick? Maybe we don't open our if you come out last year and you average 27-5 a game, and everybody's like, damn, this guy's a generational talent. Hey, what'd you learn from your rookie year? Man, I ate a lot of good food. Ha, ha, ha. You're a great player. That's a funny thing to laugh at.
Yeah.
You shot 38% from the floor and 32% from three. Maybe let's not open the press conference with a joke.
Another thing trending is practice. First practice was yesterday. Donovan Klingon, the Klinger, the one we are excited to watch this year.
Deep boy.
He was asked about practice from UConn to what it is now in the NBA, his first practice in the NBA, and he gave this answer, which sets the internet ablaze.
I mean, Chauncey's great. You know, I feel like it's two different styles. But practices were definitely harder at UConn for sure.
Can you talk about what you mean when you said two different styles between the coaches?
I mean, like, Chauncey's more laid back, like, you know, great coach. I just like Danny's intense, man. It's 2.5 hours of being yelled at. So, you know, very intense coach.
So he says Dan Hurley, if you couldn't really make that out, Dan Hurley in UConn practice is harder, Chauncey more laid back. The internet, of course, ran with this of, oh my God, one practice in, and he's, I think he's just.
That's more about Danny Hurley than Chauncey.
I'd also just say it's the difference between college basketball and the NBA. These are adults with million-dollar contracts.
NBA coaches can't yell at guys for 2.5 hours.
You're going to demand a trade or that coach is going to get fired. You can't do that in the league.
But it is kind of funny to line it up and go, well, the guy who has like a 30 win percentage and the other guy's winning national championships.
Back to back, in fact. Yeah, he's pretty good. Knows what he's doing
in
that sport.
Probably going to three-peat because, you know, UConn's amazing.
They are. Can we hire him next offseason when Chauncey Billups is no longer the head coach? Because we have to go through a year of him being the head coach. And we haven't hired a new coach yet.
Some people call us West Coast Connecticut.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Highbrow Laco.
Yeah. We're the North.
We are the North.
Facts are facts.
I'm not kidding. I'd love for them to hire him.
It would be incredible. Are you
be
kidding me?
The roof if we hired Dan Hurley.
The Lakers went from him to
JJ
Redick. How about a drop-off?
Yeah, so an interesting start to the season for our Trailblazers. First practice was underway yesterday. Media day with Scoot. Not a great start, but
yeah. Out of the gate with a bang, baby. Here we go. The 2024 Blazers are here. Talking about food.
Food.
A lot of good food, man. I had a lot of good food last year.
That transition to I learned a lot. Like, were you still talking about food? Did you put a period there or just a comma?
It sounded like a comma. That felt like a comma.
Felt like a comma.
I think he stepped on the punchline. Like, he had something in his head and he blew the joke.
Pancakes in Houston, 12 a.m., not good. Don't do it.
After that 60-point loss in OKC, I had great barbecue food.
NFL Zigger Zag is next on The Fan. All right, there's a car engulfed in flames right before the Vista Ridge Tunnel. So look at us. We're becoming the traffic sports show.
There we go.
We're just doing great. We're giving you updates. Don't go on 84 today, and don't go on 26.
No.
Nope. Sadly, that's the only way people can go.
You're going to have to take Burnside or Cornell over there.
Oh, so we're getting into the city. Figure it out.
Let's get to NFL Zigger Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45, so run a little bit late here.
Let's go.
We'll start in the 305 and on this show called Dirt and Sprague, where I asked Mike Silver why Mike McDaniel, who he has written about in his new book, The Why Is Everything. By the way, really fun interview. He had some really good stuff in there. Why Mike McDaniel can't figure this out without Tua, and this was his response.
The struggles are brutal, and this happens in the NFL. I will say this. Mike McDaniel made his bones on the running game. He was the run game genius. And to his credit, when he got the Dolphin job and really looked at Tua, he saw that Tua had a superpower that was untapped and went the other way. They traded for Tyreek Hill. They had Waddle. They got speed, and built it around the deep ball and what Tua does well, which is an example of how these guys are creative and open to innovating and pliable and, you know, bend their system to fit the talents of their players. So that's all great, and that's all detailed in the book. I know he wishes he had a switch right now that's like, okay, but that run game stuff, that magic, I wish I just instilled it a little more. And probably, you know, they wish that the backup quarterback situation had been a little more solidified. So I think he's learning a hard lesson that so many NFL head coaches have learned, which is, you know, when you don't have the quarterback, it is really, really hard no matter what you call. I do think he'll fight his way out of it because I know him well, but just, you know, book release day just today. I needed the 70-point game to be last night, not last year.
Dirt Zigger Zag, Mike McDaniel will figure this out.
I'm going to zag on that. I don't know where the hope or an optimism would come from. Now, to be fair to him, we have seen seasons like this happen. Kyle Shanahan had a year where all of his quarterbacks went down and they ended up with a top five draft pick and they were terrible. We've seen it in L.A. The year that Stafford went down, was that after the Super Bowl when he got hurt or 2 years later? And he had to have the Baker Mayfield year and all those different, you know, Wolford or whoever else was playing for him. And they couldn't do a lot. So we've seen some good offensive-minded coaches that have fallen into this pit, at least for a year. There is no short-term solution to this, though. They don't even have 50 points on the year. That's bottom in the NFL. Their point differential is a minus 58. The closest to them and lowest point total is New England with 52. That tells you all you need to know. There's no quick fix to this. That offense sucks, and there's no hope.
Two quotes. We'll start with this one. I don't think we do a lot of different stuff. I watch football on Sundays, and I see a lot of teams mix it up. I don't think we do that, end quote. And the other quote is, quote, Rob and I have a great relationship. We have since day one when I got here, end quote. Those are the quotes of Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Dirt! Vikings looking to go 5-0 overseas as they take on the Jets. The Jets feel like they're staring at a huge point in their season. So,
Zigger Zag, this game will dictate the Jets' entire season.
I'm going to zig on this because there are not gimmies necessarily for them after this. I mean, you go to, you play the Vikings in London. If you lose this game, you're below 500. The next week, you're back at home against the Bills on Monday Night Football. Ooh. The next week, you got to go to Pittsburgh. I believe that's a Sunday Night Football game where I know Pittsburgh's limited offensively, but that defense went healthy, is as good as anybody in the league. And Rodgers is coming off getting banged up against a really good defense in Denver. So the next three games are brutally tough for them. Miami is a pushover in that division. New England's a pushover in that division. They've already played New England once, though, so you're limited in the games you have the rest of the way. I think this weekend's vitally important for them to bounce back from that bad loss, show that they can do it against a good team. Their two wins this year are against Tennessee and New England, two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Let's go here. ESPN, Marcus Spears saying this about one of the teams in the NFC.
Because I've been so enamored with the run game, and you hear Amon-Ra and you hear LaPorta, but you talked to Patrick last night, you saw Jameson Williams. It was a two-headed monster in the backfield. Yes. We know about this offensive line. It was super impressive. If you can keep Jared Goff in that lane, I said it earlier today, I think this team can walk their way into the Super Bowl.
Dirt. Zigger Zag, the Lions are the best team in the NFC.
I'm zagging on that right now. I'm zagging on that. I had to make a noise. I had to contemplate that one.
Yeah.
Can they be sure? But right now, I have to zag on that. Monday night was impressive. Let's also remember that the Seattle Seahawks essentially did not have a single starting defensive lineman available.
Okay.
They were playing with a bunch of backups. The weeks previous to that, they got beat at home by Tampa, who has the same record as them. So by that thought, shouldn't they give the credit to be the best team in the NFC? And the next week, they struggled with the Cardinals and barely won that game on the road. And the Cardinals are a bit of a dumpster fire right now. Detroit can get there. There's a ton of talent on that roster. Big one for them this weekend in Dallas, but I zag on that. Right now, no, not the best team.
To Vegas, where Devontae Adams was on with Kay Adams yesterday and said this.
All I can control is this talk we're having right here. And then after we're done with this, all I can control is the next thing that I'm on to. So I'm going to get up in a minute and get a nice workout in. And that's all I can control.
31 teams are about to go at 32, including there. Here's the thing. You have the chance to shut the door, but it's not here. This is what I'm hearing from Devontae. It's not about you. You are settled and you're on to the next, and there's a lot more going on. I hope you hear from your coach today.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, and he will, because after that, about an hour and a half after that, he requested a trade. Devontae Adams wants out of the Raiders. Zigger Zag, Dirt, as hard as it might be to say, because I thought about this yesterday, the Chiefs make the most sense to go after Devontae Adams in a trade.
I'll zig on that they make the most sense, but I'll zag on any idea of that trade being done. Now, the Raiders are incompetent, so that is a great place to start this conversation.
I believe his contract expires at the end of the season.
Do you realize how stupid you would have to be? I don't care if they offer me one more first-round pick than anybody else. The optics of trading him in the division to a hated rival and watching him come back to your building later this year and have seven tutties because his quarterback is now Patrick Mahomes, you cannot do that. That's a fireable offense for anybody involved. I think this is going to end up being an NFC team that trades for him.
Oh.
Just because they're going to want to get him out of conference.
No Rodgers reunion, huh?
Maybe because they're in the AFC East, so that's a little bit easier, and I don't know if they play the rest of the year. Maybe I'm wrong on this because the Raiders are so incompetent. There's zero chance they trade him in the division. They can't do that, man. They can't.
You say an extra first. If that's what it is, they will trade him there.
Okay, watch him come back to your place while you're starting Gardner Minshew and going 3-13 and getting excited about drafting Shedeur Sanders while your head coach is liking Instagram posts about how the team should trade their best player. Or second best player, if you want to give that to Crosby.
I'd probably give it to Crosby.
Crosby
Adams
deserves
awesome,
that.
But Crosby's awesome, too.
The other thing about Adams, though, is like I think if he goes someplace with a good quarterback, there's going to be that light bulb moment
of
like,
he's going to hit it.
Oh, that's right. That
he
guy's really good. He did. He had 100 yards against the Ravens.
And finally, last one here, Zigger Zag, pretty simple. Bo Nix is going to get his third straight win this weekend.
Okay, hold on. Let me check the schedule.
They play the team we just spoke about.
They play the Raiders?
At home.
I'm going to zag on that.
Oh.
I'm going to zag. Like,
spot betting. Yeah, I mean, it sounds dumb. I was listening to our buddy Costos yesterday. He said that's the Raiders' money line is his favorite bet of the year this week because it doesn't make any sense, and the Broncos are not good. And
eventually the Broncos are going to look back and be the Broncos again. And
yes, you're not going to win every game throwing negative 16 passing yards in three quarters. Where's Crosby at this week, too? Like, if he's
healthy.
That's
my question. Does Bo Nix finish the game at quarterback?
Yeah, that's a tough match. I'm going to zag on that.
All right, there we go. NFL Zigger Zag every Wednesday at 6:45. A loaded second hour of the program. We kick it off. Dan Lanning with a little bit of a preview of Michigan State as they come to town on Friday. Jonathan Smith coming back to the state of Oregon. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.